wasn't unexpected, but it was, in the words of House of Fraser Chief Executive Alex Williamson, pretty grim. Following months of speculation, this week brought sad news as Williamson formally unveiled CVA plans. House of Fraser started 169 years ago as a draper's store in Glasgow. It grew to become one of the leading department store groups. At one stage, it even owned Harrods. In a sharp reversal of fortunes, the intention now is to shut 31 shops, including the Oxford Street flagship. That's more than half of House of Fraser's estate and will leave it with 28 branches. 6,000 jobs are at risk, a third of those directly at House of Fraser and the other 4,000 at brands and concession partners. And to discuss this and the implications, I'm joined by Becky Waller-Davis, our senior reporter, and Luke Tugby, head of content. Becky, you follow House of Fraser for us. You've spoken to Alex about the CVA plans. I just wondered, first of all, though, were you surprised at the scale of the closures that are proposed?
No, I wasn't particularly surprised. I think I was probably quite relieved. Alex, I mean, there'd been a lot of speculation that that might be the case. I'd heard that, you know, they needed to shut that many stores between kind of half and two thirds of their estate to really have a fighting chance. And as Alex said today, this is not, he was very determined that this is not going to be one of those CVAs that shaves a few stores off and then doesn't work. He wants this to really reshape the entire business. So yeah, I think I was relieved.
Right. Luke, what's your take from the retail property point of view?
Well, as one person put it to me earlier today, it seems like they've taken the cream off the top of the jug and poured the rest away. And I think that's quite an apt description for it, really. If you look at some of the locations that are listed by House of Fraser, places like Middlesbrough that you talked about, Grimsby, Hull, you know, those kind of parts of the country there. If you're House of Fraser and you are looking at attracting a Selfridges or a Harvey Nicks-esque customer, they aren't the places that you want to be. So I'm not particularly surprised at those kind of areas, but when you look at coming out of Leamington Spa and Oxford Street was the real eye-opener, because to see A, the Chinese owners you would think would want a flagship on Oxford Street for the prestige of it, and B, how often do you see a retailer walk away from an Oxford Street store for free? That's exactly what House of Fraser are doing. And you look at that and you think, that store must be absolutely hemorrhaging cash if they are willing to up sticks and walk away without getting a premium for the lease. And I think that epitomises the situation that House of Fraser finds itself in at the moment.
Yeah, it's a good point, actually. I mean, a moment ago you were talking about Middlesbrough. So I know Middlesbrough well. It's it would have been the nearest town to where I grew up. And you could argue the reverse, that, you know, in a place like that, you know, it's the only show in town, what was the old Bins department store. But again, I suppose what we really need to see is the detail of what we're going to do, because no matter what the location, it's all going to ride on whatever the new strategy is.
I'm not really sure there is one.
Well, with a bit of luck, we will, by the time people are seeing this, maybe we'll have managed to get our hands on a copy of the court documentation, which does have some more information in it, apparently. Why do you say that?
Well, just in a few conversations I've been having with people in the property world, and if there is a plan, landlords haven't been made aware of it. And I kind of get what Alex is saying. When there is thousands of jobs at stake, you don't necessarily want to be going into that detail and we are investing X amount while Joe Bloggs is sort of thinking, well, my job's gone, why can't you keep me on? But at the same time, you need to be trying to convince your landlords to vote in favour of this plan. And we've talked since the start of the year that a CVA can only be one part of a much wider plan. They have to be communicating this to someone, to landlords, to creditors, to the people that need to vote this plan through later this month. And if they're not doing that, that says to me they don't have a plan. I think they're shutting all their old stores. and hoping that the more modern ones just
although work. Although he said out. That the documentation, which goes to creditors, has got more information in it. So
Well, let's hope so, but certainly from what I've heard, that there is, if there is information in it, it's not been communicated or articulated to creditors at this point in time.
No, it was only sent to the courts a day or two ago, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yesterday.
Right. Becky, what do you think about, to sort of carry on this theme, do you think that the landlords will support CVA?
I don't know. Yeah, I think Alex sounded very, very confident on the phone. I think it's, again, a case of people maybe not having very much choice. It's going to affect them, especially because it's 4,000, redundancies that the concession partners are facing. But yeah, again, Alex on the phone sounded very confident indeed.
He also sounded quite confident about the financial basis on which it's moving forward, although he talked about, was it 70 million?
70 million. If that goes ahead, that 70 million, you know, that's great, that's liquidity. But when you look at how much a rival like John Lewis is spending on every single store, 70 million pounds might sound like a lot. It's not in a business, even with half the number of stores.
Well, even with what? 28 stores-ish, yeah. 30 stores,
was, what, 2.5 million a store? Each. It's not going to do anything.
What's that going to do?
No, exactly. I mean, I guess the other side of the equation, and something I asked Alex about today, was, you know, the aside from that 70 million, you know, how far is that going to go? And he pointed out to me, well, obviously, you know, we're reshaping the entire business without the rents on that and without paying staff. Quite a few staff, then that will free money up and it will start to recalibrate the business. And perhaps it won't need the kind of heavy investment that it has done to kind of pay the rent and pay the staff and keep things afloat. But, yeah, still, 70 million is really a drop in the ocean for a business like that.
Yeah. Finally, you know, what's your take on what this means for the department store sector? Is it good, bad, or indifferent for the market as a whole and for competitors like Debenhams or John Lewis?
Interestingly, out of those 31 House of Fraser stores that are closing, 18 of those are in locations where Debenhams are also situated. And you kind of look at that and think, well, you know, it's a massive cloud, but there could be a silver lining there for Debenhams in terms of their revival. And you look at some of, you know, we talked about the brands and the concession partners earlier. If you're someone like a Ted Baker who sells quite a lot through House of Fraser, only sell kids wear at the moment in Debenhams, do you look at that and think, well, in those locations, we can just transplant that offer straight into the Debenhams? You know, potentially there are options there for Debenhams to succeed and for brands like Ted Baker to continue to employ people in those towns.
We shall see. I think the department stores is going to continue to be a really interesting area of retail. And you remind me, actually, as we talk of this, one of my favourite retail quotes from Harry Selfridge. So applicable, though, I think, not just for department stores, but for all retailers now in these difficult times. People will sit up and take notice of you if you will sit up and take notice of what makes them sit up and take notice. I think I've got that. On that note, we will end. So please do, as always, let us know what you think. You can comment on this story and lots more on our site. And look forward to joining you again next week. Thanks.